Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hello and welcome to another production of Red Hawk Radio Theater. Riley and Taylor are stuck on the midnight radio shift right before the holidays. Both want to get home and into the holiday spirit, but end up stuck in the station. What will happen to Riley and Taylor? Will they get out? Tune in, listen, and find out. And that, folks, was Jingle Bells. And a fun fact about Jingle Bells is that it was originally a Thanksgiving song. Did you know that, Riley?
I did not. What an interesting fact on this cold holiday night.
It is cold, isn't it? How cold would you say it is?
Well, the station weatherman has gone home for the night, but according to my phone, it's hovering just around freezing.
And according to my toes, it is freezing. To keep your minds off the cold, we're going to play another holiday song that'll keep your toes tapping. Here's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker. Can you feel your fingers? I can't feel my fingers.
Relax. We got like 5 minutes and then you can go back home, get some sleep, and be all rested up for the festivities tomorrow.
I know. I'm just so ready for some time off. We're going to my sister's this time, and I swear she's been prepping for weeks. I don't want to mess it up for her, you know?
I know how she feels. I'm doing the food this year, so I'm going to be up all night.
Dude, you going to make it?
I'm going to have to.
Hey, I just...
Whoa!
You're so quiet. I didn't even hear you come in.
Like a panther, my mom always used to say.
Oh, did you need something?
I just finished mopping up the bathrooms. Are there any repairs that you need doing before I go?
The heat is out, but I know you're waiting for a part to fix it. Go home. Be with your family.
That's right, kind of you. I'll be going then.
Song's almost over, Riley. We should get ready.
Doesn't that just get you in the holiday spirit? That song was brought to you by Vroomin' Along Tires.
If salt destroys your tires, come get replacements by our warm fires.
We just love Vroomin' Along Tires over here at Red Hawk Radio. They were instrumental in helping us when we were just starting out, and the owners are just the nicest people.
Yes, such warm people.
So if you get the chance, come in to see them. That's all the time we have here tonight, folks. We'd like to thank you for listening and wish you all a very happy holiday. Do you see my keys? It's so dark in here, I can't see anything.
Earl must have turned off the main lights when he left. Good thing we still have the work lights.
Do you see them or not, Taylor?
I don't know how you expect me to find anything. Look at the mess on your side. Is that a copy of ads from last month?
It's my creative process, all right. I'll throw them away eventually. Here they are. You really are useless, you know that?
It's late. Can we just go now?
You could have left any time you wanted.
And let one of us get attacked by a murderous serial killer? No thanks.
And you're going to save us? With what? Your scrawny arms?
Hey, I work out.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Hercules. Ugh. Let me try it, Taylor.
No, I got it. It's just stuck.
Earl probably locked it. Let's just go grab the key.
I said I got it.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's fine. It is fine. It's fine.
No, it's not. How are we going to get out the door without a doorknob?
And we could use a credit card to release the latch like one of those spy movies.
Spy movies? You're trusting spy movies right now? Those are written for children.
Just hand me a stinking card, okay?
Fine. Here it is. Hurry up.
Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops. That's my credit card, Taylor, and all you can say is whoops.
Well, what do you want me to say? I can't fix it. No, let's.
You've gotten us into enough trouble. We're going down to the basement to grab Earl's tool belt so that we can screw the handle back on and get out of here.
The basement?
Yes, the basement. Where do you think he keeps his tools?
Someplace nice and bright and cheery.
You're not scared, are you?
Who, me? Scared? No.
Then you'll have no problem going down there with me.
It's just so cold.
Taylor?
No problem at all.
Are you sure his tool belt is down there? These cobwebs are the size of small horses.
Do you have any other ideas of where it could be?
I don't know, a custodian's closet?
This building was built in, like, 1902. I doubt it has a custodian's closet.
By that reasoning, it shouldn't have a recording studio either. But yet, here we are.
Whoa, that's really trippy. What are all those costumes doing in here?
Maybe a theater company rents the space for storage. It is a storage room.
I guess so. All I know is Bozo over here is really giving me the creeps.
Who's scared now?
I'm not scared. I just have a healthy distrust of giant permagranate costumes. Anyway, this place is huge. We'll never find it by standing here gawking.
True. You look for it on the left. I'll look for it on the right.
Sounds like a plan. I wonder what these were used for. Like, look at this hot pink llama. How many situations call for that? Have you found anything yet?
Not yet.
The shadows, too. Ugh. It's like being in the storeroom for monsters in the closet. Hey, this is cool. It looks like a list of all the people who worked here when it was a newspaper. I didn't find the tools, but I did find this super...
Roar!
Ah! What the heck, Taylor? Not cool. Why in the world are you wearing a gorilla suit?
It's cold. I like gorillas, and I wanted to see if I could freak you out.
Well, consider me freaked. Did you at least look for the tool belt before you put on that ridiculous outfit?
Yep, it's not over there.
Take that stupid thing off now.
Whatever you say, dear. What was that?
It's just the alarm I set on my phone to remind me to start defrosting the ham, which is obviously not going to happen anytime soon.
That's right. You have your phone. We're such idiots.
You mean...
We can call someone to come and get us. I mean, it's like 2 a.m., but under the circumstances, I think they'll forgive us. You don't have any bars on your phone.
Of course I don't. We're in the basement. Let's go back upstairs.
Riley, be careful. The wood's rotted. My gosh, are you okay?
I fell through the stairs and now I'm stuck.
Let's get you out. The station was still going to be there, whether it took you 10 minutes or 30 seconds to get up those stairs.
I just felt like we were so close to getting out of here, and I couldn't wait another minute.
Let's take a look at you. Those are some huge splinters. I'll have to get the first aid kit upstairs and pull them out.
Was it illogical? Yes. But in my defense, I didn't want to stay around the creepy costumes for one more minute.
You and I both know you're just behind on your timetable for making the food.
Maybe.
There you go. You just sit there while I get the first aid kit.
No, let me check my phone first. Then we can just call an ambulance to get me if the phone works.
An ambulance? Don't you think you're being a tad dramatic?
No. If I call an ambulance, they will have to get here quickly and will have the tools to unlock the door. And then I won't have to wake my family by calling them.
If you call an ambulance when you don't really need one, you'll be charged. You know that, right?
Crap, still no bars. Can you walk around with the phone to see if it'll work? Yeah, keep going. Anything?
No.
Try that corner over by the fake palm trees. That's always a good place for phone calls.
Nothing.
The attic?
Riley, I'm not going into the attic. This is ridiculous. Obviously, the cell tower was knocked out or something. Now, can I get you the first aid kit before those splinters are permanently embedded in your leg?
Fine. I guess I don't want to be a human cactus forever. You know, you could have just gone to the attic. I would have been satisfied with that.
No, you wouldn't have.
Spoil sport.
Martyr. The first aid kit doesn't have any disinfectant. I guess it's out, but you're in luck because it does have tweezers.
Lucky me.
I used to get splinters all the time as a kid, so I'm really good at getting these buggers out. What's our next plan for getting out of here, Bosch?
Your phone?
My phone?
Yeah, you have a different carrier, so maybe it'll work.
Well, maybe, except for the fact I don't have it with me.
Why don't you have it with you? You said yourself this late at night you could get mugged or raped or murdered or worse.
Worse than murdered, huh? I left it at home because who's going to call me after midnight? And if I'm going to be murdered, I doubt I'm going to have the time to call someone about it.
You think this is fun? Ouch!
Maybe a little.
Can you be a bit more gentle? Or actually, just leave them. I can go to urgent care tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Do you like lead poisoning? Because that's what you're going to get if we leave these in and let that ancient paint get into your bloodstream.
This is all your fault, you know.
My fault? I'm not the one who ran up the dilapidated stairs at Mach 10.
Well, I'm not the one who broke the door handle.
Maybe I wouldn't have been in such a rush if I hadn't worried about you getting up all night making the food. Now you're not talking to me. How mature.
You're done. I just got the last one.
What I said was really uncalled for. I apologize.
Wow, so formal.
I said I'm sorry. Now, do you accept my apology or not?
I'll do you one better. I have another idea on how to get out of here.
Really? That's great.
I try. You know the bathroom on the second floor?
I do happen to use the bathroom on the second floor. Is there a point to this?
Yeah, you know the little ventilation windows up there on the ceiling line? I bet one of us could get out through one of those and use the key on the door outside to let the other person out.
Taylor, you're a genius!
I volunteer to go out the window because you're already so scratched up.
Also, I hate heights.
That too.
Wow, that window's a lot smaller than I remembered. Are you gonna fit, Tay?
Yeah, I'm scrawny, remember? I'll fit. Somehow.
You can't reach that on your own. Go ahead, hop on my shoulders.
You sure? We're practically the same size.
Yes, I'm sure. At this point, if I had to fight a wild bear to get out, I would.
Okay, then. I have no clue what to do with that information.
Just climb up, okay?
Climbing. The window seems to be rusted shut.
Well, then break it. We don't care if this breaks, unlike the doorknob.
I'm sorry about the door, okay?
Yeah, well, sorry doesn't get us out of this mess.
You're still mad at me?
Yes!
Put me down.
No.
Yes, put me down, Riley. What is wrong with you tonight?
Nothing.
Well, can you and your nothing get it together, please?
I wanted everything to be perfect, and now my ham is still frozen, and my pie crusts are getting stale, and my family's going to wonder where I am, and crap, I left the corn out, the cat is going to eat it, and I still have to buy the flowers, and...
Riley, you've got to calm down. You're putting way too much pressure on yourself. I don't know how you thought you're going to make all this food anyway.
My mom always made the food. All of it. An entire buffet of food. And she made it look so easy. The kitchen was immaculate, and she was already in her holiday clothes without a hair out of place. And she's gone now. She's just gone.
And you thought if you could do it, it would bring her back?
No. Yes. I don't know. I just wanted her to see that I could be just like her, you know? And now I can't, but maybe I can show the rest of the family.
But Riley, that's crazy. You don't need to be just like her. Would she have ever hosted a radio show?
No.
Exactly. So here you are trying to do more than your mom did. You can't do it all.
I could have if we weren't locked in.
No, you couldn't have. No human could have. Quite frankly, I'm glad you're locked in here because I think you might have been having a visit from the fire department if you hadn't.
Would not.
Uh-huh, sure. Now let's say you and me get out of this bathroom and find somewhere to sleep for the night.
No, we can't stop now. We need to get home. What about your sister's meal that she's been planning for weeks? What about the holiday?
Well, we could stay up all night, testing doors, looking for tools, and banging on windows. Or we could sleep safe inside, and the morning radio shift could unlock the doors and let us out before the sun even comes up.
But it's so cold in here. Is it even safe to go to sleep?
Don't worry. I have a plan for that.
Watch the hole.
Really? What a concept. I was planning on falling in again. And, for the record, I think this is the stupidest idea ever.
Would you rather freeze?
Possibly.
Pick your pleasure.
There is nothing pleasurable about this.
Fine. Pick the costume that freaks you out the least.
Pink llama.
That was fast. Are you in the llama buddies?
Oh, shut up. What costume are you going with?
I'm thinking the gorilla suit. We've had some good times, he and I.
Of course he picks the gorilla.
You look ridiculous.
You try looking good in a llama suit.
No, really, you have to see this. Look in this mirror.
Oh my gosh, I look like Sesame Street threw up.
That is what happens when you eat Elmo.
Ew, gross, what is wrong with you?
Come on, it's just a joke.
Not a funny one, King Kong. Let's just find the best place to go to bed and wait for the morning, okay?
Last one in the break room is a rotten egg.
Taylor, the stairs!
I'm okay.
What am I going to do with you?
This has been a production of Red Hawk Radio Theater, recorded on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University in KRCU Public Radio Studios. Life is a Hot Pink Llama was written by Gabrielle Freitas, and she starred as Riley. Yours truly, Clayton Hester, played Taylor and Earl. You can help support Red Hawk Radio Theater by keeping in touch with us on Facebook and emailing us at redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com about how you can contribute and help support our audio productions. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week to hear the rest of the story of Life is a Hot Pink Llama.
Thank you for listening to Monday Matinee right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Tuesday Terrors for horror, Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine, Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama, Friday Follies, our end-of-the-week comedy series, Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike, and Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.